Hey, you guys, this is Carolyn from Homesteading Family. And before we get started on today's podcast, I just wanted to tell you about a really great flash sale that we're having right now. Now, some of you guys may have heard that our magazine, the In the Homestead Kitchen magazine, is going to print. Yes, it's going to an actual print magazine in January of 25. And we're getting really excited about it right now. There is a special offer on it and a chance for you to lock in this great low price before it turns into a print magazine and the prices have to go up. So make sure you jump over right now to homesteadingfamily.com/podcast-magazine and grab this really special offer. You get the first magazine for only $1. So you'll get to check it out and make sure you absolutely love it. This magazine features new recipes every month and inspiration and tricks from the homestead, but it really looks at taking the fresh produce that you're getting either from your farmer's market or from your own garden and how to eat it fresh, how to use it in more creative ways, but also how to preserve it in all different ways. So it's got a lot of great ideas for the preservation of different foods. So again, go to homesteadingfamily.com/podcast-magazine.
Hey, this is Carolyn with Homesteading Family, and here is a podcast short. In other words, an answer to a question that you have asked.
Diana Davis on Clabbered Milk asks, my question is, can I preserve a small amount of clabbered milk and save it for my next batch of raw milk?
It depends on how long you're looking to preserve that little bit of clabbered milk. But, you know, clabbered milk will sit in the refrigerator if it's well clabbered for several months very nicely if it's in a clean and lidded jar. So you only need a few tablespoons to inoculate the next batch of raw milk. And so that's a good way to go for a couple of months. Some of the good bacteria and yeast will die off in the freezer if you put it in there, but some will survive. So you can do that if that's your only option. And you will get a little bit of a jump start on your next batch of clabbered milk.
Okay.
And there you have it. I hope this answer is one you were looking for. We'll be sharing more of these in the future and hope you find them helpful and inspiring on your homesteading journey. For more Homesteading Family content, be sure to visit our website at homesteadingfamily.com.